This is a Yellow Rose of Texas. This next one is a song, I'm not certain about the exact name of it, something like Lonesome Stranger.
Next up will be Beck Selman.
His first tune is called Ranger's Waltz.
Thank you.
It's Hop Eye Ladies.
Okay, next up we have Annie Orlando.
Do I have to? I can't sit down? Okay. That'll be good. Thank you. My first tune will be Roscoe.
Next tune is Shoes and Stockings. Thank you.
All right. That was Annie Orlando. Our next contestant, I'm not sure how he pronounces this. It's Sean or Sean College. And I don't see him. I don't see him coming. Okay, we discussed this before I got up here, that this name could be pronounced anyway, and it is Sean College.
Yeah. This is called Ways of the World.
This one's called Bull Out the Wagon. Thank you.
Okay. Next up, Michael Stapleton. Has everybody had a good day here so far? Mike, you're next. Mike Stapleton. At least it's not raining and it's not too hot, so we're doing pretty good here. I just well go ahead and tell you what Lloyd said. Said he's disqualified immediately for being too ugly. He didn't hear all that.
This is called Liberty off of Lloyd Still. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're down to two contestants. And next up is Kimberly Hum. Let's give our sound people a good hand for the job they've done today. It takes a lot of work to bring all this equipment in, set it up, and sit there and run it all day. So
do you have to stand on that side?
They deserve it.
Does she have to stand here? Are you going to sit? My backup is Tammy Murray. Thank you very much, Tammy. I think I should get extra points for the quality of my backup. Yeah? My first tune will be Gaspé Reel. Is Turkey Shuffle. Thank you.
Okay, we're down to our last contestant in the rustic category, traditional, and it will be Sharon McInnes.
First tune I'm going to do is called North Carolina Breakdown. Ready? Next one I'm going to do is called Indian Nation.
So that pretty much concludes the major events of this fiddle contest. However, we don't want things to be very normal around here, so as we came through the calculations on the contemporary category, we had a tie for first place. So we're going to have a fiddle-off. Yeah. Big medicine. I don't know we've ever had a fiddle-off. So we've got... two fiddlers here. I guess what we need to do, yeah, not a fight, a fiddle off. Bethany Borg, where's Bethany? Okay. Come on up. We've got to do a little guerrilla theater here, okay? So we're going to flip a coin to see who goes first. Bethany's going to go first, and this is a tune of choice, one tune. Judges are the same judges that judge the contemporary. We've had great judges this week. We've sort of been flipping them back and forth so everybody doesn't get worn out. And so the judges are the same ones that judged the contest when it was in full swing there. So here we go.
Well, for my first playoff, I'm going to play Austin Nelly's Hornpipe.
Okay, Denise.
This tune is called Farewell to Ireland. Thank you.
Okay, we'll let the judges kind of work that out, and we'll find out who the winner is, and then we'll have our presentation of all winners of the categories today. I want to thank all the judges, Lloyd Baldwin, Jay Bird, Joe Nelson, Alan, Deb, and all the good folks who helped us out, Marion, Rosemary, thank you. After we have the award ceremony here, the winners are asked to come behind the stage so we can get a group photograph. And actually, anybody that's in the Fiddlers Association would like to have that picture in that group photograph come up and do that then. At 6 o'clock, then we go to the main stage where the Secretary of State will present the winners of the categories to the crowd on the main stage there, and then they'll play one tune and then go off and have fun like you guys. So just sit tight a minute.
While we're waiting for the results, I'd like to just say a little something about our senior fiddlers. We're real privileged to have several of them here with us this weekend. I've noticed Eddie Keeney around, Willie Jones. In fact, Willie just had an operation on his face and last Wednesday, and he still came here. In fact, he told the surgeon, he says, if I can't go on Wednesday, you're going to have to wait. So we're real proud to have them around. I'd like to especially mention Mr. Richard Seaman. He was here yesterday. He's a 94-year-old fiddler from Jacksonville. And he did come yesterday. He was supposed to be here this morning, but we got word that his wife is ill, so he had to stay home. So if you would say a good word for Annie Seaman. We appreciate these seniors who showed us all the way and hope that Annie's all right. Thank you.
You know, silence is golden until you're waiting for somebody to say something or do something. But I just wanted to tell you folks that this year I'm going to be married for 50 years to the same woman. And that's a fact. And I finally found out what it takes to make a marriage last that long. You see, these women have a job jar. Now, I don't know if y'all really know what a job jar is or not. But these women, they always have a bunch of jobs for a man to do around the house. And so my wife takes these, writes this job down on a piece of paper, and she sticks them in the job jar. And I come along, you see, and I take them jobs, them little notes out of there. Well, the way to do it, you see, is to empty that sucker every week. And I do that faithfully. Faithfully, I come by there, pick up that job jar, and walk over to the trash can and dump them in there. And I just take care of it, you know, and for 50 years it's been working. Of course, now, you see, she whumps on me sometimes. But it's never where it shows. It's always on places where it don't show that she does it. You see, she's from the Okefenokee Swamps. That's a fact. And her daddy used to use her for alligator bait up there. But she'd go down in them swamps and she'd wrestle them alligators. And buddy, I'm telling you, it's a job whenever you start wrestling alligators. But I didn't know that she'd done that until about 3 months after we was married. And we got into a real good knockdown, drag-out tussle fight. And finally, after about 45 minutes to an hour, I had her down on her hands and knees, a-begging to me, buddy. I mean, she just kept on a-begging. She kept saying, come out from under that bed, you tired, and I wouldn't do it.
I decided it's a little too quiet right now, so I'm going to try to make some noise for you until our illustrious president does his job and gets up here and starts cracking jokes or whatever. This is an old tune called 40 Weight of Gingerbread from Mr. Cush Holston. Cush, among his other talents, was a fiddler and storyteller from Levy County. He lived in the little community of Elsie outside of Otter Creek for years and years, but decided he wanted to move to Cedar Key. And he just lived in a little one-room hut, so he got some pontoons and slid them up under his hut, jacked them up and set it down on the pontoons and waited three or four more years till a hurricane came through and he got a storm tide coming up the Wakasasa River and floated his house out into the Gulf and down to Cedar Key and then stayed there the rest of his days. Cornbread and cheese I laid it on the shelf, but the rats and the mice ate into my life, so I had to go to London to get me a wife. Chickens in the yard, bacon in the smokehouse, a big can of lard, milk from the dairy and butter on the board, coffee in a mill sack and sugar in the gourd.
Okay. What a great day. We have somebody's front eye teeth here. Anybody lose a tooth? Looks like a little string peg there. Guitar, is that yours, Steve? Whose is that? Okay. Traditionally, what we do is recognize the winners in categories that we've competed against and judged the first, second, and third place. Of course, if not for all those other people, there wouldn't be that first, second, third place. So everybody's important in there. Plus, we document what tunes were played, which is an important part here at the turn of this century for somebody that might be coming back years from now and wondered what were the tunes that people were playing. Not only that, the people who are interested in the contest are documented. We have a Library of Congress number, and our newsletter goes to the Library of Congress, so anybody that's interested in that kind of thing in the future can have a reference to that. And also, important more so than the name is where you're from at this time. So what we're going to do now is bring up the winners of the categories. In all except the beginner category, it's recognized by a cash award, but everyone, all the winners get a ribbon, and those who are winners in the first three places of each category are requested to come to the main stage down here at 6 o'clock. You need to be there right at 6 o'clock sharp, if not just a little earlier than that. So that you can go up and everybody play a tune and Secretary Harris, you know, recognizes your accomplishment today. Okay. There's always new news on the front. Okay. Beginners category. Third place, Anders Borg from Marianna, Florida.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Congratulations. Thank
you. All right.
Thank you, Andrew.
Second place, Puck Pachtberg from Gainesville, Florida.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for playing.
I think you're getting to a point you're going to be moving up soon. First place, Brett Watkins from Brandon, Florida.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay, youth category. Third place, Lauren Bennett from Lighthouse P. Lighthouse P Point, Florida.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you get it.
That's right. And a hair check for you.
I like these abbreviations. Did you?
Oops.
I tell you, this folk process is serious. This is serious business.
That's secretary.
Okay, second place in the youth category. Madeline Bennett from Lighthouse Point, Florida. It's written right here, yeah. And accepting for Madeline is her dad.
She's not here?
No, she's not here.
I had to go swimming, okay. She's busy.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Good. Good. She may be smarter than we are. First place, youth category, from Coconut Creek, Florida, Seamus Murphy.
Congratulations.
He said he didn't want to be a fiddle nerd anymore, so he's going to just start winning all the contests, I guess. Okay, twin fiddles. Third place, Beck Selman and Lindsay Smith from Tallahassee. Are they here? Okay, Beck, Lindsay, I think they went on, I guess.
They're around, but they're just probably not here.
Okay, they're in the campground, so we'll get that to them. Second place, Kathy Agar and Ian Malinowski, Tampa Tarpon Springs. Okay, we'll get that one.
They're in the campground, too.
They may be in the campground, too. Twin fiddles, first place. Tommy Slaughter, Trent Watkins, from Trenton and Brandon, Florida.
Congratulations. Thank y'all.
Okay, traditional category, the rustic style, I guess. Third place, Jim Robertson from Sebring. Jim, where are you? Boy, we got a cache now, don't we? Second place, Sharon McGinnis from Lake Mary, Florida. Sharon. You can't get these old timers up here anymore, huh? Yeah. First place, traditional category, from Alachua, Florida, Michael Stapleton. We might just split this down between the judges. And okay. Yeah, we give it to her. All right. Contemporary category, third place, Tommy Slaughter from Trenton, Florida. Third place. There you go.
We'll give you a job up here next year.
You
don't have to watch the quality.
That's right.
Thank you, Tommy.
Second place, Denise Peterson, Tallahassee, Florida.
Thank you. Got heated up here today. That's a first. First place, Bethany Borg from Marianna, Florida. Contemporary category, 1999.
Congratulations.
That's right. Bethany won it last year, too.
Congratulations.
Thanks for all the good sound today. Appreciate that. Thank you for being here. I hope the lack of chairs didn't have any problems with anyone there. 6 o'clock, the final program on the main stage. Right here, right now, we'll have a group photograph if anyone's interested in doing it, and hope to see you again next year.